Okay, we're going to start on that. We're on Ayin Ches on the base. We're two lines from the bottom by Matan Mesiv Rav Chisda. So basically, we're going to ask questions now on Rav Chanina. Rav Chanina said yesterday that there's this concept of silence which did not equal acquiescence. So it was silence in the face of the wife or the daughter's neder, but it really was a hafara, but the silence was in order to like sort of make her suffer. We called it Shosek Amanas Lemekat. So Rav Chanina said, if you're shosek amanas lemekat, must be the case where you ask him afterwards because he was silent. So you're shosek amanas lemekat, that shtika is not considered a shtika on the Yom Shamo. Really, it's considered he had in mind for hafara, but he just wanted her to suffer. So now we're asking some questions on that concept. So Masi Rav Chisda. We said the member of Rav Chanina. Rav Chisda asking. Brings down a brisa. The brisa says, "Chomer behakein mi behefer, or behafer mi behakein." So in some cases, hakamas a neder, right, is more chomer than hafaras a neder. In other cases, the hafara is more chomer than there's a chomra by hafara over the hakama. And hafara is getting rid of it, and hakama is establishing or maintaining or sustaining the neder. So chomer behakein, what's a chomer by hakamas a neder? Turn over to Amud Aleph. Gemara says, the price says, shtika mikayemes. Silence is established, as Ron says, culture says, your silent the whole day, then you're affirming the neder. But, on the other hand, ein shtika mivateles. But silence cannot be mivatel, cannot destroy the neder. So, but kiem, and I guess it gives another case, kiem belibo, if he did, he was mekayim the neder in his heart. Meaning, he just thought about kiem. It was just the barin shabalev, I guess. So kayim, then the neder is still mekuyam. But hefer belibo ain't a mufar. But hafara has to be done out loud. You can't do hafara belibo. Hafara is ain't a far el befe. So, the Gemara is, we've got to get the question and we'll go to Iran. So now that the Gemara mentioned, the Braisa mentioned Hakama Farah, he also mentions Adin, where both of them are equal, number, which is, Kiyim, if you're Mekayim the Neder, Ein Yachol Lahafer, you may not go back, I mean, if you want you Mekayim the Neder, you're done. But Hefer, and also, Hefer Ein Yachol Lahakayim. If you're made for the Neder, you can no longer be Mekayim, right? I don't know if that's true, then we say we can have, you can be Mavatel, Lahakama, you can go, so I don't know exactly how that works. Maybe with that. Right, we did say that before. I don't know. Okay, so the Gemara then asks, Katani, the Braisa, they'll mention that shtika, if you're silent, that's mikayemes. And basically, this doesn't make any distinction between any type of silence, meaning silence equals acquiescence. Katani shtika mikayemes. So my lab is shosek amanas lemekat. So isn't that not dealing with the case of shosek alamas lemekat? Even, right, not like Rabbi Chanina, who said that if you shtika amanas lemekat, that you're not mikayemes in the neder. He can be made for it afterwards. Here he's saying that shtika amanas lemekat. Shtika is mekayemes. Where says lo? It's shtika amanas lekayem. He's silent, and his intent is to be mekayem the neder. So the Gemara says, but hainu kiyem belibo kayem. That's the same thing as the second part of the brisa, which is kiyem belibo, which means you were silent with the intent to be mekayem it. So Gemara says, oh, okay, the silence mentioned in the beginning is a different type of silence. It's ella b'shosek sam. He was just so sick, he had no intent whatsoever, he just was silent, didn't do anything. So that the Gemara says, that if you're so sick, stam, you didn't have any kavan in your shtik at all, not amanas lekayim, not amanas lemekat, then that is considered hakamas na neder. But we have nothing in this braisa that tells, that's a kasha or chanina, because the braisa is not talking about the case of shosek amanas lemekat. The braisa is talking about the case where it says shtika mekayemes is shosek stam. And kiyem belibo, that's shtika amanas lekayim. But it doesn't address shtika amanas lemekat. So let's look at the Ran. So the Ran says, hefer belibo eina mufar. If you may fear in your heart, right? You can't do hafara silently. Hafara has to be allowed, right? Ad sheyotzi bisfasov. So now the Ran's are trying to learn out, trying to figure out why, if you are shosek, why if you are mekayim belibo, that's considered enough. Why you don't have to explicate it? Why is that enough? Mekayim belibo. She says, "Venir ve'enai, di yalfina la mishtika, di yom shamo shemikayemes." The Ran basically saying, if you're shosek let's say she takes the neder, we'll go with the sheet that says you have 8 slaves, you have 24 hours, even though we don't pass in that way. But if you take, she takes the neder at 8 a.m., and at 9 a.m., he's silent, but in his mind, he's silent with the intent to mekayim, it's mekuyam at that moment. You don't have to wait the 24 hours. It's automatic mekuyam at the time. That's what it means, shosikam alasakayim. So how come, where did he learn that from? Maybe he'll change his mind without, before he says anything. So he says he learns it out. Mishtika diyom shemo shimekayemes. If you're silent, you know, if you're just silent for the whole 24 days, it's mekuyam. That's mekuyam. The time of my, why is silence the whole day considered enough to make the neder good? Mishum the kevin shavar yom shmiya v'lo hefer. Since the whole day passed and he did it, wasn't mafir the neder. Galia daiti shu rotz mekuyam shel neder. Now we have a gilui das. We have, it's apparent now that he wants the neder to stand. Alma. That as long as he has in his heart that he wants to keep the neder, that's enough. But the Torah gave him a 24-hour period, or kol yom, whatever we say, the halachas over there, gave him kol yom lafara, mishum da'ad, the ir v'shimsha, lo muchach midi shirotsu l'kayma. It's not muchach, it's not clear, it's not established that he wants to be kind of neder until after 24 hours. The dimmer basar achi meifrula, because maybe he'll be made for the neder. Kevon the basar daiti bilchud azlinon. Therefore, umina kol shakiyim belibo. But if he's not silent, stam, he's actually mekayim belibo. So then, la altar the havi dekiu over yom shmiya. That's as if the entire day passed. Meaning, 24 hours passing in silence is a gilui das that he wants to mekayim the neder. So having das that he wants to mekayim the neder is also a gilui das that he wants to mekayim the neder.
No das, just nothing.
Right, no das, you have 24 hours. That's what we just said. Shosik stam.
That's
shtikah. That's shosik stam.
Right.
There's three shtikahs. There's shosik amanas lemekat, shosik stam, and shosik amanas lekayim. So shosik stam, you have to wait till the 24 hours or till the day is over. Because there's no intent. Shosik amanas lekayim means immediately when he has that, when he has that intent in his heart, he says, meaning he's mekayim the neder in his heart. You have to ask him. As I said before, you were over there, I wanted to deflect the question before you did it, but I wasn't loud enough. So v'chi amrin and hacha hafer belibo ain hafer dafka to lo amalei kli achli. It's not hafer belibo by itself. Aval hecha the amalei hachi sagi. Remember, I think we saw a couple days ago that made for belibo is not enough. You have to say something. Remember that on Shabbos, you have to be made, if you're made for neder. He says v'chi amrin and hacha hafer belibo ain hafer dafka. Delo amla kliachli. He has to do something else to sort of show it. He says kliachli, go and eat, right? Aval hecha the amla hachi sagi. But if you said that, that's enough. That's a gemara on daf ayin dalet. So the Ran says that the point being is that if he has to come and believe, meaning in his heart he says that he wants to be mekayim the neder, so that silence automatically at that moment creates a hakama, as opposed to stam silence where you have the 24-hour window or the day period, depending on what we pass, like the day period to retract.
So does he have to change his mind?
Let's say
he's
Mekayim
Libo.
No. That's what we just said. Kiyim in Yochel Hefer. Once you Mekayim, you can't change your mind.
Even though he do it
the... That's exactly the Ron's point. Because once you have the Kiyim, that's sufficient to have the Gilui Das. The Gilui Das that you want to keep the neder can apply in two ways. Either you're stam silent the entire day, or you have Kavanah in your heart with this Kli Ochli. You have Kavanah in your heart to be for the neder to be Mukam, for the neder to be established. Okay, that was interesting. Maybe this is what we're talking about. The Rekiva Eger has a kasha on Haran. If you look at Gilui Hashas, it says Beharan Divar Masrei Hefel. It's the second Gilui Hashas. I don't know where it is on your page. So he says Kashali Hakai Malon. We usually say to after Dvarim should believe Lo Havi Dvarim. Usually we say that things in the heart are not considered, they're not considered legitimate. It doesn't count. Mikol makom hecha demuchach v'galui l'kol have dvarim. But if it's something, there's different types of levels of dvarim shebelief. If you're silent, then somehow it's completely relevant and evident that your silence means something, then that's not considered dvarim shebelief. She says, im kain, my raya de b'shasa kol hayom shmiya, da anu dunim de muchach shirotsa b'kiyumo shol neder, v'galui lana kavanoso. Because if you're silent the entire day, the Ron's learning out from silence the entire day. But Rabbi Akiva says, if you're silent the entire day, that's muchach milsa. That's no longer Dvar Mishnah Belig. That's Mucha Milsa. You're 24 hours. Right, that's why it's Mekayim. Right, he says, Mucha should watch the Bekiyim Osel Neder. The Galu Ilana Kavan Aso. Mishim Haki Havikiyim. Ava Bekiyim Belibo. This is what you're asking. She'enu Galu Lekol. Havikol Dvarim Delo Mahani. But if Stam just, if you just have, in my heart, I was Mekayim the Neder. It's not you, Lekol. It's not, it's, he says it's apples and oranges. The Ron's comparing silence for the 24 hour period to silence at that moment. But silence for 24-hour period is mukach and goli l'kol. Silence just right now is your, exactly your question. How do you know? How do you know? It's not just, so you, and he leaves it with tzarchi and gadol. And I didn't see any answer. So that's the Ron leaves with tzarchi and gadol on that. Okay.
There's no way to physically figure this out.
Correct. So if you wait 24 hours, then you have clear proof. He wait. No, you do, because he waited 24 hours. The rule is, if you wait 24 hours, then it's mekuyah. So if he waits 24 hours, it's mukha milsa. It doesn't prove that Dvarim should believe in this case with Dvarim, because that's no longer Dvarim should believe.
In our case, we can't prove one way or
another. Our case...
It's something that she said she's not going to do. How do you know what he did or didn't do?
Right, so you only know after...
Something that affects him.
No, that's a separate thing. That's talking about which nedros he's permitted to be maker or not.
Correct. You never know what she, for her, you can never figure it out.
What do you mean for her? She takes a nedro and says, I'm not going to clean the house.
Not clean the house.
Okay. So what did he do? What does he say? So after 24 hours, if you're silent, what do you mean?
How are you supposed to figure it out?
Figure what out? Whether he...
If he was a kind or not.
It's 24 hours is a halachic status. If you're silent for 24 hours...
Basically,
it's Mekuyah.
You know what's in his...
No, but he's asking on the wrong side. The 24 hours is clear, because that's Mucha Milsa. It's before that time period, how do you know? So the Ron tried to learn it out from the 24 hours, and Rabbi Kivirik says you can't, because the 24 hours is Mucha Milsa. It's clear that he wants it, because he has 24 hours to do it.
Well, and he said...
What?
No, he didn't do anything. He was silent.
Correct.
And that's it.
So if you're silent for
4 hours, 3 days.
Right. So once you're silent for 24 hours, it's a clear riot that he's behind the neder, because you know he has to know the halakha that he has 24 hours to be made for the neder, and he wasn't. So that's mukha milsa. But if he's silent, the Ron's saying that if he's silent and in his heart he wants to be mekayim the neder, then he automatically it's mekuyim. So the Bekiyah asks, how do you know?
How do you know that?
Okay. Same fine. Thing. No, but it's not the same thing, because 24 hours you have clear proof.
If
what?
If he decides that he made his mind that he's
okay. No, once he's silent for 24 hours and you ask him, will you get rid of the Amanat Lemekat issue, say, will you Amanat Lemekat, so then you're fine. Because after 24 hours, it's Mucha Milsa, that's clear proof.
He's provoking her.
Right. I keep saying 24 hours, but the halacha is not 24 hours. The halacha goes
the day. The only point is that he's Mekayim, by the way, in his Belibo, right?
Right.
It says nothing.
Right.
No one knows anything. 2 hours later, I'm Mefer. No one knows that he was Mekayim.
Of course. You have to ask him what it is. You have to ask him to go. That's why you have judges to figure out what the story is. You got to ask the right questions. Okay, so that's question number one on Rav Kahana, but we answered that question. Next question, Rav Kahana. Masi Rav Kahana on Rav Chanina. Masi Rav Kahana about on Rav Chanina now again, who said Shosek Alam Las Namekat, you can be Mefer afterwards. Right? The pasuk says Im Hacharish Yacharish La Isha, which says Miyom El Yom Vekim Es Kol Nedareh. So the Gemara, the Brisa says that the Torah is talking about Im Hacharish Yacharish Lash Miyom El Yom. If he's silent and he's silent for the day, then he's making the neder. So that must, what's the silence? The Bryce says, B'shosek amat lemekat akasam adabah. The Torah is talking about, shosek amat lemekat. So the Gemara says, really? Ata omer b'shosek amat lemekat? You think that Bryce that is talking about shosek amat lemekat? O ena ela b'shosek amat asakayim. Maybe it's talking about silence on, that he wants to be a kind of neder. So the Gemara says, no. The end of the pasuk says, because the pasuk concludes, because yomer, Hekim osam ki hecharish la b'yom shamo. That's shosek amat lemekat. The second one, I mean, it says hacharish, it says two types of silence. So we know there are three types of silence. That's going to be the answer. So he says, hakosim medaber, v'ha mani mekayim im hacharish yachrish la mishla. So what's the original hacharish la? That must be shosek amat lemekat.